When you think of blindness, you might think of it as a condition you're born with. But for many people with a visual disability, it is something that begins or gets worse later in life. A federal health survey a few years back found that about 10% of all adults in America are dealing with partial to total vision loss. KJZZ's Stina Sieg introduces us to a few of them, relearning how to navigate the world as their view of it fades away.
What was it like to lose your sight?
It was just something that I had to get used to.
For me, one of the hardest things was worrying about what other people thought.
I just laid around at home and laid on the couch and had pity parties and that kind of thing.
And there are so many more stories here at the Arizona Center for the Blind and Visually Impaired. You've probably never heard of this place, located in an unassuming brown building on a residential Phoenix street. But the nonprofit has been around 70 years, helping the visually impaired adjust to a society built for the sighted. Today, that means showing a support group the wide variety of white canes available.
Now hold the handle and let it go. Just let it go.
Scared.
That's okay. It snaps together.
Okay. The cane unfurls and locks into place like a tent pole. And the person learning to wrangle it is 36-year-old Lily Vu. Her vision has been getting worse for the last 8 years, but she just found out about this place.
This is my third week here.
And so she's just now starting on this journey toward more independence. Gradually, this former pharmacist will learn how to walk with one of those canes, how to read Braille, even how to use features on her phone designed for the blind that she never knew existed.
The iPhone does a lot, like Siri does a lot for me.
On one level, this is about preparing Vu to get back into the workforce. But really, it's about helping her regain control of her life. And it seems to be working. Vu says she's often happier now than she was before she started losing her sight. She remembers getting depressed back in her late 20s for reasons that just don't seem important anymore.
With my vision loss, I think I've realized, you know, how good I had it back then. I mean, I was fairly healthy. I was young. I was in a really good place, and I didn't appreciate that. And now it's made me learn to, like, appreciate what I do have.
Around here, it's easy to find people who are philosophical or downright lighthearted about their condition. Here's how Rachel Moran describes the constant problem she has with voice-to-text technology, from wrong numbers to some pretty serious typos.
Even to strangers, I've sent messages to people I don't know, and they're inappropriate. And like, I'm so sorry, I didn't mean to say that. Not to you or anybody.
Moran wasn't always this jovial. Now 68, she's been losing her sight for 4 years. For much of that time, she let herself get depressed, focusing on the skills she loved and missed, painting, reading, baking elaborate wedding cakes. But
I've totally changed my outlook since I've been here.
Now Moran has a real understanding of what visual impairment means and what it doesn't.
You don't lose your intelligence. You're not senile. You're not deaf. You're pretty much the same as you used to be, except for you lost some of your sight.
As Frank Vance likes to tell people, loss of vision doesn't mean loss of ability. He's proof of that, and also the director of rehabilitation services here at the Arizona Center for the Blind and Visually Impaired. He lost all of his sight at 15, more than 40 years ago.
I didn't know how my life was going to be.
But Vance has found the more he involves himself in the world, the more he helps out and learns new skills, the more
the barriers just fall away.
In the years he's been totally blind, he's gotten a master's, had a career, raised a family, and always stayed active in his church.
People know me as a person who can do something, make a contribution, not just as the blind guy.
And isn't that what everyone wants? To be really seen, beyond some label. Stina Sieg, KJZZ News, Phoenix.